Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We're your hosts, Diamond and Silk, and Silk oh Silk.
Diamond oh Diamond.
Oh, a lot of stuff has jumped off,
but
before we get started, I want you to stop right now, and I want you to subscribe to this podcast, so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to become a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of being censored by all of those other social media platforms, feel free to visit Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit, chatdit.com.
So, Silk, you know how I just love a juicy conversation.
Yes, yes,
especially
yes.
When we're talking about our country is being under siege, mm-hmm. and what's happening in our country.
Right.
I love people that's coming up with ideas, mm-hmm. on how to help this country,
yes.
how to stop cancel culture,
yes.
how to help our children while they're in colleges, mm-hmm. and in these universities, even in middle school and high school. So we chatted with Governor Scott Walker.
Yes.
So I want you all to come and join the conversation with
us. Come on.
Governor Walker, yeah. Welcome to the show. Thank you welcome. So much for being on.
Glad to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Okay, so listen. We hear that you and Young America's Foundation announced a bold new action plan called the Long Game.
Uh-huh.
Please explain to us, what's the Long Game?
Yeah, it's really taking it to our campuses and our culture where the left has been at it for years and playing a game, not just to win the battles of today, but the long game into the future. As you both know, America really is under siege. We
yeah.
see it on our campuses. We see it in our culture. Heck, we see it in our communications with the censorship from big tech. And the left, this didn't happen overnight. The left has been at this for decades, all the way back to Saul Alinsky in the 60s. They've had a long-term plan to take over our culture, and our plan is to take it back with the long game.
Okay, so will this here be implemented into college campuses? I mean, how do people get involved in this?
Yeah,
people want to know if they want to get their free 12-point plan copy of this. It's called The Long Game, and they can go to yaf.org/longgame. And it's simple. With these 12 points, we're already on about 12,000 campuses across the country, but we got to be on all of them, all 4,000 college and university campuses, not only for undergraduate, but we want to reach out for the first time ever and go to campuses where people are getting associate degrees, two-year degrees in community and technical colleges. We know those are hardworking people who want to get right into the workforce. We need to connect with them. We know that it's not enough to just have speakers. We've got more conservative speakers that we put out in any other organization, but we've got to have even more, and we've got to fight for free speech because so many of these liberal campuses block people from coming in with any sort of right of center viewpoint. So we're going to aggressively go out and fight. We've already won some big battles. We won on the UC Berkeley, which is about as radical as you can get. Mm-hmm. We want to force them to change their policy, but we're going to go to all 50 states on every campus and make the case that conservatives can have a voice on campus. And beyond just college, we're going to start even younger, not only going into high school, but we know you've got to start in the preteens and junior high and middle school. And even where necessary, we're going to give parents and middle school students the resources they need to counter all these things out there. They're teaching them to hate America.
Wow,
you know, the
yeah.
1619 Project, telling them how awful the founders are. No, our founders were great. They had a great vision for the future. We built on and improved it over the years. We're based on Judeo-Christian values. We've got great founding principles. We want to teach our students to love that. And we know we didn't give only students, but often cases with younger students, their parents, the tools and the resources to counter that. So there's a lot of exciting things in the long game.
Well, you know, Governor Walker, how did we as conservatives allow this liberal ideology to even take root in our colleges and even in our high schools? How did that happen?
Well, I think as conservatives, you know, we put our emphasis in individuals and the family. The other side puts their focus in the government and power. And so I think as conservatives, you know, we've gone out, lived our lives, we win battles, we win elections, and then we go back to living our lives because our focus is on our families,
mm-hmm.
and on our neighbors and our friends. The left is all about power. So everything to them is about obtaining and then hoarding even more and more power. And they've had this long-term plan. If it just happened overnight, I think a lot of Americans would have been shocked and would have taken action. But because it's systematically, decade after decade, they've been taking on more control. Heck, I can remember being in college back in the late 80s, and I had liberal professors, but I could still debate things. I could talk. I didn't have to have fear of being flunked out of class. I had to make good arguments, but I didn't have to make the same arguments as the professors. My two sons are 25 and 26, and I could already see when they were in college years ago that they were very much painted in the corner. And today, it's even worse. They can't even talk. It's cancel culture, this whole idea that if you even speak up, it's not only the professors, it's the other students who are radical who will literally attack students on campuses who don't share their radical views of the world. And so that's part of our long game wake up, is to tell people this is happening not only in college, but increasingly in high school and junior high and even younger. And we've got to wake up to win not just the battle, but the war for the heart and soul of our republic.
So I hear you talking, and I want to give you a scenario here, and we can use your son, for example, what's going on his campus. I want to know, how will the long game be implemented so that his voice can be heard? What is it that you would do? Would you take these people to court, or will you be implementing different programs that people can join if they want to expand on being vocal and not being scared to be vocal?
Absolutely, all the above. It's not one or the other, it's all of this. So where needed, we're gonna go to court because we know the Constitution's on our side. We're gonna invoke it to ensure free speech rights for every conservative, for every student, for every speaker. At the same time, we know that we got to win in the court of public opinion, not just in law, but in terms of what people feel. And so we want to add 1 million more students to participate in our conferences, in our programs, in our seminars, in our local chapters. We know it's not enough just to be on a campus. We want to be with students everywhere. So for example, young people, you wouldn't know this from any of the media, they all think all they do is pay attention to Twitter. The data shows, the surveys we've done show, the number one place young people get their information is from YouTube. And so we've created a YouTube channel. We saw about 500,000 more young people join us just during the lockdown. We want to get to 5 million subscribers on our YouTube page and 1 million views so that we're reaching students all over the place, not just in college or high school, but even in the junior high when they're so impressionable, right, just in their early teens years. We know we can make a difference. So it's not just one or the other. We got to be involved in all these different areas. Best. And oh, by the way, we know there's a whole lot more conservative and even just objective educators, teachers and professors who are intimidated just like our students are.
Yeah.
And so we're going to create a network to support them. If they just want to teach the truth, if they just want to teach the facts, they don't want to be bullied into all this other nonsense, we're going to support them as well.
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
YAFTV. It's real simple. YAFTV. Again, we upped about almost 500,000 more just during this pandemic. We know we can get the 5 million, and we know when we get those kind of numbers, it really has a compounding effect because they're talking to their friends and their friends' friends, and it really helps change things.
And now, here's a word from our sponsor. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm,
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity,
uh-huh,
just got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds. and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection. Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat.
Mm-hmm.
So head over there to babymama.online.
Uh-huh.
And look for the Bundle Cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.
You know, when you talk about changing mindsets, you know, how do you reach the people when you have six corporations that owns about 98% of our media?
Yeah.
So anything we see, we read, we hear is by these people that's pushing the liberal radical agenda. How do we reach these young people? You know, how do we reach them without even having to go through the media? Yeah. I know we're using the YouTube channel, but this is... It can be a tad bit difficult with them controlling, the left controlling a lot of
things. Well, you're right. And that's in the immediate. We're going to keep doing it on things like YouTube. But we also talk about creating a new digital network, a new digital means by which to get out information to young people, not just to counter what we see on the left, but to give them. What we found, why YouTube numbers are going up so much, is young people, this is really optimistic, young people crave content. They want all these spoon-fed stuff. They want to think for themselves. Which is why, you know, this cancel culture is so awful, because it's not even just whether you're conservative or not. It's in America. We should live in a country where you have a chance to hear all these different ideas and then make your mind up for yourself. That's why even some guys amazing like Bill Myers, who's a radical liberal on many issues, but agrees with us that cancel culture is wrong, because you should at least be able to think for yourself. So creating new networks to get information to people, not only to for their own mind, but one of the key things that we found with the content we already have up at YouTube is that students want to hear not only speakers, they want to hear our speakers respond to questions on campus from these liberals attacking them, because they want to know when they go to class, when they talk to their friends, when they're on social media, how do I respond in a way that's rational, right, to win the debate? So they're hungry for this. We know if we give it to them, they are hungry, they will take it.
And you know, if you think about it, a silent majority was created before her because of censorship. Now it feels like another silent majority is being created again, because people are scared to use their God gift, which is the voice. Their voice is being silent and it's being censored, and people fear that, because if they do so, then you'd be canceled or you can lose your livelihood and so forth. But, you know, I feel like the little man behind the curtain is nothing but just the little wizard. They're pulling the strings. And what we as the American people have to do is not be scared of who's behind the curtain and look in front of us. Because if we don't speak now, we won't have a tongue to speak later.
Right.
So exactly. There's power in numbers. And so the goal of the left with cancel culture is to make you and everyone watching and listening and all of our students feel like they're alone, feel like their ideas are somehow on the fringe, to marginalize us and to ultimately cancel us. If we stick together, if we recruit more, if we find more ways to get our voices out and be heard, then others look around and go, hey, I'm not alone. I'm not alone out here. I can actually speak up and I can share this with my friends and I can make a difference. And oh, by the way, one other thing I tell young people as part of this long game is, as conservatives for years, we've thought and talked with our head. The left thinks and talks with their heart. We should never concede the logic of our head, but we need to tell it in ways, and you two do it beautifully, that come from the heart. I tell people all the time, tell your story with emotion. Find someone who's legally come to America from somewhere else and find out why their family left that socialist country, why they left that former communist country. They love America more than anyone I know, because they know what they get in a socialist country and they do not want it. tell those stories from the heart, and it will make a difference, particularly with young people.
You're absolutely right, yeah. Governor Walker. You know, when we were out there on the campaign trail in 2020, I would tell people, you know, when people come from Cuba and other mm-hmm. countries, they come because they have a place to run to. But we as Americans, we have no place to run to. We stay in the greatest country on earth. Where are we going to run? So when I see this Biden administration putting all of these radical policies and ideas in place, I'm trying to bankrupt America, trying to take away the heart of our freedoms, trying to rip up the Constitution like it doesn't exist.
Yes.
It bothers me because we're not used to living in a country that's socialized or that's communism. Mm-hmm. We're used to living in the land of the free because we ain't never been no slaves.
That's right.
And when I look at his policies, it's really trickling down and taking us back to the days of slavery. And it's just not going to be for people of color.
Yeah.
It'll be for everyone. And so with you and what you're doing here, I think that this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Giving teenagers, giving these people in college hope and letting them know, hey, you have a voice, you still can use it,
yeah.
and we're going to help.
And with everything that Diamond just said, I have to piggyback on that or circle back.
Come on,
that.
Circle back.
Circle right back. I love
Where
it.
Where do the American people run to whenever there's a breakdown in our system?
Well, and this is where, again, one of the few bright spots, even after what happened in November, is we still have a Supreme Court where, thanks to President Trump, we've got a solid majority of people believe in the Constitution. And so we need fighters, though. And that means that particularly on our college campuses, but even in our schools and throughout society, if people are trying to shut us up, if they're trying to cancel us out, we need to use the Constitution. And we ultimately can take it all the way, if need be, up to the U.S. Supreme Court, because the Constitution is on our side. So that, to me, is one of the takeaways, that even if you feel down and out after what happened last November, and obviously I was disappointed like you were, the court is there. We have that option. We obviously are doing well in the states where there's a lot of great conservative voices in charges of states all across America. But we have to have this long game approach. The left has been doing this systematically for decades. Mm-hmm. It's why they're where they're at in Washington today. And it's why the things they're debating are about not helping people go back to school, not helping people go back to work. What's the number one thing they introduce? A bill to amass more power in the Washington, the federal government, and to take it away from the states. Their game plan is all about power because they put their faith in the government. We put our faith in the American people. But we got to stand up and show the American people we know how to fight back. We know how to win not just the battle of the day, but the long-term war. And I know we can. I know people have stepped up all throughout our nation's history when we face great crises. And you are both so right. When you think of people coming from Cuba, I talked about it at our Freedom Conference 2 months ago in Miami. You know, people come across shark-infested waters, risking their lives to come here. Nobody goes the other way around. Nobody goes across those waters to get to Cuba or to travel to Venezuela from America. They are here because of freedom. We've got to teach everyone, but particularly our young people, why this is the most exceptional country in the history of the world, and keep making it better.
And you know, Governor Walker, I'm going to have to circle back on something you just said, because we also put our trust in God.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
That's right.
Well, and that's, you know, trying to cancel that out.
Yes.
Every day we expose a new story, a new one we just did today showed that one of the colleges, the resident, the director of student government, or not student government, student residence where they live, told the resident advisors that they couldn't have an Easter egg hunt because someone might be offended who doesn't practice, who doesn't celebrate Easter. I said, this is just ridiculous. We are a Judeo-Christian country. Doesn't mean I don't respect someone who's got a different belief. We do. In America, we don't say you can't be religious. We just say you can't establish one state religion. But if you and I are, if we're Christians and somebody else Jewish or whatever other faith it might be, in America, you actually have the ability to practice that. That freedom is part of what makes this country so exceptional.
Yeah, but why do I got to stop practicing my faith because it's going to offend you. You are offending me
right.
for wanting me to stop doing what I've been doing traditionally.
Right. And I'd say when you come over here, assimilate.
Yes,
but
right.
what you're doing your own. You can, listen, everybody have freedom of religion.
Yes.
But don't deny us our freedom of religion. If we want to have an Easter egg hunt or whatever we want to do. I think that sometimes America is backwards with the way that they're doing things. We don't want to offend, but people are coming here because we the greatest.
That's right.
Well, I can't offend you, so I better not talk about God. Oh, ooh, I can't offend you, so I better not open my Bible.
Ooh,
I can't offend you, so I better not go to church. Ooh, it's COVID. Ooh, I better, it's just it's getting
but
out
you
of
offended
hand.
Me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing is we did the research on that campus. You exactly made that point. So not only did they tell the students there who were leading the residence halls, they couldn't have Easter or Christmas celebrations. We then found, but one of the same people on that staff ended up sending around an email telling people about a lecture on atheism. So it's okay to talk about something that's directly affront to those of us who are believers, but not okay to talk about Easter. In fact, an Easter egg hunt, one of the most least offensive things you could possibly even think about. But that's what we're up against. But that's why it's so important to get the voice out. We show the hypocrisy. We show how you talk about not just with this, but with, you know, Gavin Newsom saying, hey, everything's shut down. You got to do this. Oh, but then he has his own little party in his own little room and doesn't, you know, completely defies all the rules out there. Andrew Cuomo says you got to do this, but then he lets all these other things happen. I think people are smart. They can see through this, but we got to cut through all this. Lester Holt, the nightly anchor of NBC News, said what I think many of us thought that news anchors thought for years. He finally said it out loud. He said, fairness is overrated. That's what they think about us. They think they know what the news is and what it's not. They know the facts and not us. It's all the more reason why we got to stand up and speak the truth about God and country, what's important in our lives, and what we want our future children and children to go going forward.
You're right, Governor Walker, because if we don't, they're going to try to turn. They're turning this country into a secular nation.
Yeah.
Something that we don't know. So you're absolutely right. Listen, you all, the long game. So make sure the website is going to be on our Lord 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you go. Make sure you get involved. It's going to take all of us to get involved. It takes a team to build a dream. There's no I in teamwork.
That's
so everybody get involved.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Governor Walker, for joining us. Remember, you all, the long game. Thank you, Governor Walker. We appreciate it.
God bless you. Good to be with you.
Oh, my God. It was nice talking to Governor Scott Walker.
Yes.
What a phenomenal conversation. Listen to me, you all. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Yes.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch the Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're sick and tired of being censored by all of those other social media platforms, don't forget to visit Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit, chatdit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We called the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silk, it sounds like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.
Hey, y'all. Hey. Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements. Uh-huh. Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity just got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection. Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track. I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat. So head over there to babymama.online and look for the bundle cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.